Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We'll start off today with a story of Haseena, a girl who was trafficked after she was kidnapped 12 years ago in India. Bright Hope International's C.H. Dyer says their team rescued her, but her story doesn't end there. She's now 20. That much damage is significant. Pray. This is a spiritual battle. They're working with two churches on the front lines of the trafficking trade in India. And the gospel makes a difference. That's an obvious point, but it's been proven in a peer-reviewed study of Food for the Hungry's approach to poverty. The case study centered on their care group approach in Mozambique and the drop in malnutrition deaths. In other words, through the local church, a discipleship approach to teaching hygiene, nutrition, education, and more changes a community from the inside out. Want to see the review? There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. For the latest Great Commission news, follow us on Twitter @MNN Team. There's a link to our profile at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.